It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
You could argue it's the best time of the year in high school sports. It's sub-state basketball time here on Kansaland Radio, KNZA 103.9 FM, and we welcome you to our broadcast here tonight. It's a Northeast Kansas League showdown. As it's win and move on, lose your season is done with sub-state hoops here. Our game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. It is Valley Falls playing host to Pleasant Ridge and a quarterfinal matchup in this 2A Substate Boys Tournament. And good evening once again, Chance Lincoln Studio. Brandon Tamman with you as we get set for the third meeting between the Rams and the Dragons here in 2022-2023. This time, this one means more than the first two, no doubt, because again, it's the quarterfinals of the Substate Tournament. When you move on to the semifinals later on this week, lose tonight, your season is done. Both these teams, right now, they're off in different directions. Valley Falls, you could argue, playing their best basketball of the season. They are 6-2 over their last eight. They have won three consecutive games. They are 11-8 overall and are coming off a win against Jackson Heights on Friday, 63-32. Pleasant Ridge, on the other side, slumping a little bit. They're 6-14, 3-4 here in the month of February, but just 1-4 over their last five games. So certainly, two teams kind of in opposite directions coming in, but nonetheless, everything is wiped out the window. It all comes down to this as your season wants to stay alive with a victory here tonight, and this substate is anybody's ball game. Jefferson County North, the one seed in this eight-team substate, they're hosting Republic County tonight. The 4-5 matchup is Riverside and Valley Heights, that game on KMZA 92.1. We'll have another update when we come back after a quick timeout here on KMZA.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. To the public.
Tellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Tellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon and Chance with you, moments away until the opening tip here tonight between Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge, and a quarterfinal matchup here in this Horton 2A Boys Substate. Mentioning before the timeout, Jefferson County North, the top seed, taking on 8-seed Republic County tonight. Valley Heights is hosting Riverside. That's on KMZA 92.1 FM. Jarrett Sleppy has the call there. That game going on in the second half. You have Horton, the 2-seed, hosting Jackson Heights tonight. And then the 3-6 matchup is right here as the Dragons, the 3-seed, taking on the Rams, the 6-seed in this 2A substate. Well, let's get into the starting lineups, and we'll start with Pleasant Ridge. The road team tonight, 6 wins and 14 losses. Under first-year head coach Jaron White, they go like this. Aiden Webb is in the backcourt, 5'11 senior, leading scorer for the Rams at 13.6 points per game. For freshman at 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Noah Steven Morgan is a 5'11 sophomore, averaging just under 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Also, you've got Cooper Pying, the 6-foot junior, 4 points, 3 rebounds per game. And then Drake Duncan, the 6-foot senior, 2.4 points and 4 rebounds per game. For Valley Falls, under 18th year head coach, losses will go like this tonight. Sophomore in the backcourt, that is Hayden Carney. Joined there by the leading scorer, that is junior Zach Evans at just under 20 points per game. Sayer Coleman's a senior. He is also in the backcourt, averaging 3 points, 3 rebounds per game. Dylan Cervantes, 11 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. And John Frakes, the senior post, 3 points and 4 rebounds per game. Dragons in the home wide. Bridge in the road blues. Dragons will go left to right here in the first half. Rams will counter from right to left. It is Sub-State basketball time, and we are underway. This Northeast Kansas League showdown in this 2A Sub-State quarterfinal. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball first. This is Steven Morgan near midcourt. Had it knocked away by Evans. Wrapping a pass left side to Webb, who fires a three a little bit strong. And a rebound for Valley Falls. And Carney, the sophomore, brings it into the front court. Long pass left. This is Evans. Baseline drive. Shot is up and off the window. It's in. Just like that, Zach Evans on the board. A 2-0 Dragons lead. They show some pressure here in the full courts, but the Rams get it into the front court here with Duncan. Right side with Mance. Duncan gets it back right under the cup, and he lays it in. And Drake Duncan ties it at 2, and now the Rams show a little pressure here in the full court. Not quite a minute into this ball game. Here's Carney, dribbles back into the left corner, and back to the top of the key to reset. A 1-2-2 zone defense here, more like a 3-2 when Duncan backs up a little bit towards the free throw line. Here is Coleman, left side on the wing. Back up top to Carney. Right side pass. Cervantes in the corner. He'll try a three. Left it short. Zach Evans fighting for the rebound. Flips one up. That one is no good. Now Carney gets the rebound and an opportunity inside. And out of bounds it goes. And it's going to be a turnover by Valley Falls. They had a couple of offensive rebounds. But nonetheless, couldn't knock it in on a third try. And the Rams get it back. 6:50 to go. Dragons back off that pressure a little bit into the half court. This is Mance into the front court here for Pleasant Ridge. Steven Morgan bouncing it to Buying up top. Left side it goes. This is Webb. Webb back left side. This is Buying. And it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Duncan. And there's a Pleasant Ridge turnover. So back-to-back turnovers. One by each side. Still a 2-2 tie. 90 seconds in. Dylan Cervantes with the basketball. Close to the near sideline. Now Evans into the front court. Right side to Carney in the corner. Long three hits the top of the backboard. But somehow Dylan Cervantes is able to run down that rebound and keep another possession alive here for Valley Falls. Here's Zach Evans up top to Cervantes. Directing traffic with the left hand. Dribbling with the right. Goes back to the left hand and gets the call from head coach Caleb Gatzmeier. Here's Carney right side on the wing. Back to Cervantes. Left side, this is Coleman. Cervantes up top, right back to Coleman. He tees one up. This is a three. This one a little strong. Zach Evans, another offensive rebound and able to keep another possession alive. And Carney now is called for a travel on the right wing. It is a second turnover now by the Dragons. And despite having 4 early offensive rebounds here, still unable to get any second chance points. A 2-2 tie. Under 6 minutes to go in this first period. Here's Stephen Morgan into the front court. Left side pass. This is Webb. Webb dribbles twice, back to the top. They reverse it right side to Steven Morgan on the wing. Both teams running zone defense here in the early going of this ballgame. Now Evans knocks it away at the point, and there's a steal. Evans coast to coast, a little one-on-two break, and a blocking foul is called, and it's our first foul of the game. Kind of a delayed call by the official. Evans set to shoot two. Cooper Buying picks up the foul, and Zach Evans will shoot two. Evans, the only 2 points so far. Free throw is up and good. Breaks the 2-2 tie, 3-2, Dragons in front. That was the 98th made free throw for Zach Evans this year, 66%. And there he goes, 2 for 2. And he's got the first 4 here for Valley Falls, and a 4-2 lead here on Pleasant Ridge at 5:25 to go in this first. Continuing to show a little bit of half-court pressure here. Rams do a good job getting into the front court with Webb on the right wing. Dribbles back up top. Left side it goes to Steven Morgan. They reverse it right. Do a little three-man weave action. Now Buying left side. This is Webb with it back up to the top. So there's not a lot of perimeter, or I should say a lot of interior passing. It's a lot of wing-to-wing, point-to-wing passing right now for the Rams. Unable to get in the middle of this Dragons zone defense. Buying right side, this is Webb once again. Now they get a touch here with Mance at the elbow. Drives in, good kick left. Seba Morgan a three, a little strong. Rebound Cervantes. That was a good little entry pass inside, kick to the corner, but the three just no good. And now Evans a strong drive inside. He is bumped and fouled, and two more free throws coming up for Zach Evans. The second foul on P. Ridge. And this is on Drake Duncan, his first. Alley falls out to a 4-2 lead at 4:37 to go in the opening quarter. And Evans now a perfect 3-for-3 at the line and has all five for Valley Falls. Zach Evans going to be first team all-league once again here in the Northeast Kansas League after a dominant sophomore season. He's averaging 20 a game here during his junior campaign, and he's got all six for Valley Falls and a 6-2 lead. Here's Mance into the front court. Left side pass to Stephen Morgan. Looking for a short corner pass. Instead, they go top of the key to Buying. Buying fakes in the middle. Right side pass to Webb. Webb hop steps in the lane. Long skip pass here to Stephen Morgan on the wing. Now he drives, gets in the paint, and he is bumped and fouled. And this is our first Valley Falls foul of the game. As they get Cervantes. Pleasant Ridge will throw it in, left side of their own backboard with Aiden Webb, the 5'11 senior, leading scored over 13 a game. Mance up top, nearly had it taken away, but now it's Webb who steps back on the right wing, skips it near side, this is Stephen Morgan. Gets back to the right side, Webb, baseline drive, cut off, good defense there by Coleman, knocked away, but he gets it back. Able to get it back up top to Stephen Morgan, ball fake, gets in the lane, nice pass to Duncan, layup good. Beautiful feed, drawing the defenders up. Duncan wide open underneath, and it's now 6-4. Duncan all four here for Pleasant Ridge. Here's Evans to Cervantes, right back to Evans at the point. Left side pass all the way into the corner. Now Carney again, air balls a three, but Coleman able to get another offensive rebound. So the Dragons, five early offensive rebounds, and this time an entry pass from Evans to Coleman inside, and there is a bump and a foul on the floor, and Webb picks up his first, and we get our first subs for Pleasant Ridge. We will see Wyatt Wilburn and also Cannon Duncan. So two fresh faces on the floor for the Rams. 3:32 to go in this opening quarter, 6-4. Dragons in front by a deuce. Evans to Carney up top. They reset. Here's a 3-2 defense right being shown by the Rams. Carney high left, picks it up prematurely on the dribble. Gets it right back from Evans. Near side Cervantes. Launching a pass inside, deflected out of bounds, but last touched by P. Ridge, so the Dragons will keep it underneath. Dragons won both meetings in the regular season. They played just 6 days ago at Pleasant Ridge. Dragons won that one 55-41, and the first meeting was back on January 10th. Valley Falls winning that one 53-30. Dragons, the 3 seed in this sub-state, Pleasant Ridge, the 6 seed. Here's Coleman up top. A lot of perimeter passing here on this possession. Cervantes looks for a skip. Now Carney drives, kicks left to Coleman. Long skip pass Cervantes, a right corner triple. This one short. Good box out there underneath and rebound by Cannon Duncan. And now we get a whistle and a timeout called by Jaron White. 5 and change. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, a quick score update. The 4-5 matchup in this sub-state. It's Riverside and Valley Heights. In the last check, Riverside was leading Valley Heights 13 at the end of the third quarter, 43-30. They got a nice jump right now and trying to hold on to move on the top half of this bracket. Out of the timeout, Rams with the basketball, trailing 6-4 at 2.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. They skip it right. This is Lucas Heim who just checked in. Back up top to Seben Morgan. Right side to Heim, works it back to the point. Left side pass to Webb. Both teams have played zone defense here. The first 6 minutes of this ball game. perimeter passing once again, this time right side to Heim on the wing, backing up near midcourt. And back up top it goes to Seba Morgan. Webb now in the corner will fire. This is a deep three that's no good, and it's tipped around, and Evans had a chance, but off his fingertips and out of bounds. So the Rams will keep the possession underneath. Exactly 2 minutes to go in this first. It is a 6-4 Valley Falls lead. Dumped into Cannon Duncan in the corner. Dribbles out towards the top. Here is a straight on triple off. No good. And chasing this one down is Wilburn to keep it alive. Now Webb in the corner. Baseline drive cut off. Good defense there by Coleman. And now whistle and a travel is going to be called on the perimeter. And another Pleasant Ridge turnover. Make it 3 here in the first 6 minutes and 15 seconds of this game. Rams back off the pressure a little bit as Carney will bring it into the front court from left to right. Walks it casual down the middle from left to right. And stops at the top of the key. Coleman left, breaks, dumping one to Evans inside. And a lot of body contact, a whistle and a foul. It'll be team foul number 4 against Pleasant Ridge. And this one against Noah Seben Morgan, his first. Cervantes to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Dumps a pass to the top of the key with Evans. As good as Evans is, he's not the most dangerous threat behind the arc. He's just 5-30 on three-pointers this year. But Evans, they back off. Now Coleman gets a touch inside through some contact, and the layup is good. Nicely done. Thayer Coleman gathering inside around three blue jerseys, banking it off the window for 2. It's 8-4. And the Dragons back in front by 4. Just over. Evans a near steal, but at the top of the key with Seben Morgan. Now Webb gets a look for 3, and that is pure. Aiden Webb from downtown, and that's his 42nd triple of the year. It's P. Ridge back to within 1. It's 8-7 at 45 seconds to go in the quarter. See if the Dragons want to play for this final shot in this opening frame. They dump it down to Evans on the block, knocked away, surrounded by 4 blue jerseys, but backs it out to the point. Now Coleman left side, right back to Evans, who fires a left wing triple. It's short, and a rebound for Pleasant Ridge. Wilburn has it. Now the Rams could take the lead if they want before the end of the quarter. Here's Webb in the corner. Correction, a 3 is on the way. That's Wilburn from downtown. And it's 10-8. Rams by 2 at 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Nice bounce back here last couple minutes by the Rams to take the lead. 10 seconds to go. Here's Evans. Carney at the point. Now 6 seconds. Goes between the legs. Dribbles right to the wing. Had it knocked away in a steal. 2 seconds to go. Webb, does he throw it up in time? He does, and he banks it in. That's good. A running 10-footer at the buzzer is good by Aiden Webb, who finishes the quarter with 5, and a strong finish for the Rams as they lead it by 4 at the end of 1. 8 minutes down here at Valley Falls. Pleasant Ridge 12 and the Dragons 8. Back after this here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
KNZA.
An 8-0 run by Pleasant Ridge to close the first quarter. They lead it by 4 here. Start the possession of quarter number 2 at the basketball. Here is Zach Evans, right side on the wing, up top to Carney. Left side, Cervantes now a wing touch. They reverse it back to Evans on the right side wing. They leave him open. He fires and hits a triple. Well, Zach Evans now with... And it's back to a 1-point game, 12-11 at 35 seconds into this second quarter. Rams with the basketball in the one-point lead. Here is Heim, lost it inside, but Wilburn collects and puts it off the backboard with the left hand. Nicely done by Wyatt Wilburn, who now has five. Lead up to three at 14-11, a minute into quarter number two. Here's Cervantes, right side, Evans, quick touch pass left side to Carney, dribbles back to the point, Evans again, another one. Not there this time on a straight on three, but an offensive rebound for Thayer Coleman to keep it alive. Now a shot is up no good by Evans inside. He is bumped and fouled, and he will shoot two. First foul on Brady Mance, the 6'4 freshman. And Evans, who's off to a fantastic start here tonight, 9 of the 11 points. He is perfect at the line, 4-for-4. And short on the first tier, 66% coming in. Valley Falls as a team coming in, 58%. Couple subs back in here for Pleasant Ridge as they bring back Buying and also bring back in Sieben Morgan. Wyatt Gortney as well is into the ballgame. And the second for Evans is good as well. Or I should say that one is good. He goes 1-for-2 and has 10 of the 12. Rams leading 14-12 at 6:43 to go until halftime. Here's Webb. Steps by a ball screen right side, off to Buying in the corner, right back to Webb. Webb guarded by Evans. Gets to the elbow, spins there, kicks it back up top to Buying. Left side pass, this is Gortney. Now back up top, it goes to Buying. Left side on the wing with Sieben Morgan. Gets to the elbow, had it knocked away, picked up by Gortney to keep it alive. Now it's Buying drives, kicks it right. Webb will drive baseline to the rack, missing a shot, tipped around, but an offensive rebound, and Webb able to get it back up top. They will reset, coming up on 2 minutes into this second quarter. A 14-12 game right now, a two-point lead for the Rams with the ball. Webb steps back, pure butter on the step back, 16-foot J. He's got seven, 16-12 Pleasant Ridge. Here's Evans, front court left on the wing. Carney up top, right side to Cervantes. Evans hop steps in the lane through three defenders. His flick shot no good, tipped around a little bit, and finally collected by P. Ridge as Buying able to get that rebound. Four-point lead for the Rams. 5:35 to go until halftime. Webb works it into the front court. Gets it back up top to Sieben Morgan. Gets to the free throw line. Dumps it back to Buying, right side to Webb. Little jab step, now puts it on the dribble, gets by, lost it, and Coleman comes away with a steal. Coleman, one on two, disadvantage, shot no good, but a foul. Thayer Coleman to shoot two at 5:17 to go in the quarter. Team foul number six on Pleasant Ridge. Buying picks up his second. Here's Thayer Coleman at the line to shoot a pair. Got one bucket here in the first half, 2 points, a couple of rebounds. First free throw, no good, 55% at the stripe this year. He'll get one more, two more subs in for Pleasant Ridge. As Coben Hoppy has checked in, and also Drake Duncan is back in. So the Rams have used quite a bit of their roster here. Rotated a lot of players in and out here in the first half. Coleman's second is good. He goes 1-for-2 and has three. Pleasant Ridge with the ball in the three-point lead. Just over 5 minutes to go in the second period. This is Duncan at the left elbow. And they get him for an offensive foul, bumping the right shoulder up against Coleman. And Duncan picks up his second, and it's turnover number five by the Rams. Down three, Dragons get the ball back at 5:06 to go until halftime. Evans has 10, Coleman has 3, the scoring for Valley Falls in this first half. Looking for Evans inside, nearly had it knocked away, backside, looking for Frakes, it's tipped out of bounds. And the Rams last to touch it. Wyatt Wilburn's picked up his second foul. Cervantes to throw it in, left side of his own backboard, waiting for. Good, well done, beautifully set. And Frakes now, his first basket, makes it 16-15. The Pleasant Ridge lead is one at 4:40 to go in this first half. Here is Webb, a little and one, straight on triple over the extended arm of Evans. It is nothing but net. And Webb now his second triple. He's got 10, and it's 19-15 Rams. Here's Cervantes, right side on the wing. Carney reversing left to Coleman. Back up top to Carney. Both teams again utilizing zone defenses here in the first half. Carney a drive, left elbow, stops there. Now Evans dives in from the free throw line. Shot is short. Battling for the rebound, tipped around. Coleman finally has it and keeps it alive. Carney a one-handed shot in the paint, no good. Tipped around, and finally Cannon Duncan comes away with it for Pleasant Ridge. And now a whistle and a timeout for the Rams at just past the halfway point of the second quarter. It is a timeout, so it's a 19-15 ball game. As we get a quick check of some other scores going around tonight. The Hiawatha girls victorious tonight in a 3A sub-state quarterfinal. They beat Minneapolis 45-35. Darcy Lears had 32 points for the Redhawks tonight. That is a big-time victory for Hiawatha, as they move on to a semifinal later on this week. Out of the timeout, Rams at the basketball leading by four. 19-15 at 3:50 to go in the half. They do a little three-man weave action up top, little back door, but Evans read it and a steal. Evans doesn't have the numbers, he doesn't care. Flips it up and in, count it, and the foul. Little dipsy do. Dunkaroo for Zach Evans, and he's got 12 plus one. Makes it 19-17. Lucas Heim, his first, team foul number 8. Evans with 12 here in the half. And Strong on the free throw attempt, and they get Frakes over the back. That'll be his first foul and just the second team foul on Valley Falls. Down to 3:41 left. Another sub into the game as Noah Steven Morgan will check back in for Pleasant Ridge. Rams playing a good half here on the road. A two-point lead. Past that four-minute mark halfway of the second. They work it deep inside, and that shot is up and good. It is Cannon Duncan, the sophomore. Gets his big body inside for two. 21-17. Rams back in front by four. Here's Carney up top here for the Dragons. Right side, this is Cervantes. Back to Carney, now Cervantes again. Carney straight up top, between the legs dribble. Works it right, now shovels one to Evans. Off three, that is buried. A deep triple for Dylan Cervantes, and it's a one-point game. 21-20, we're at under 3 minutes to go in this first half. And now whistle away from the ball. And they're going to get an offensive foul and a legal screen, I believe, on Wilburn. That will be his first. And it is Wyatt Wilburn, the sophomore. Seven turnovers here in the first half by Pleasant Ridge. But they hold on right now to a one-point lead at 21-20 at 2:45 to go. Chance for the Dragons to retake a lead. They haven't had one here in quite some time. Left side on the wing. Works it back to the point. Hands it off to Evans right there. They back off Evans a little bit. Right side Cervantes now. Ball screen by Evans. Nearly knocked away. Good defense up top there by Wilburn. Finally gets it off to Carney. Right side it goes. And that one is taken away. Good steal by Gwartney. And the fourth turnover by Valley Falls. Carter Pickerel is also checked into the game for the Dragons. 21-20, Rams lead. 2 minutes to go until halftime. Here's a floater by Webb in the lane. Contested, no good. A rebound, Cervantes. Here's Carney. Works it into the near side corner. Backs out to the wing. Dribbles through two. Back to the point he goes. 3-2 zone by the Rams. Here's Pickerel, a touch left side. Carney now up top. Right side, Cervantes. Cervantes gets it back, 21-20 our score. 1-point lead for the Rams late in this first half. Pickerel, a three on the way. It's an air ball, but Evans there runs it down in the corner for a rebound, and he drives. Shot is on the floor, but a foul. This is going to be free throws regardless, as it will be the 10th team foul, so two coming up for Evans. As Wilburn picks up his second, and Evans will shoot two more. He's 5-for-7 at the line here in the half, and has 12 of the 20 points, and the first free throw is up and good, and he's got 13, and we're tied at 21. Another sub in for the Rams. As Hoppy checks back in, the 6'1 sophomore. Evans, his second is good, and he's got 14, a game high. 22-21, the Dragons retake the lead at under 90 seconds to go until the half. And a blocking foul is called, a drive by Steven Morgan. He is bumped near the free throw line, just the third Dragons foul. As Carney picks up his first, here's Steven Morgan to throw it in. Leading scorer in the first half of the Rams with 10. Hesitates on a three, drives, dumps it down. Duncan, layup, good, high off the window. Cannon Duncan with 4. Webb with the nice assist. And the Rams retake the lead at 23-22 at 1 minute to go in the half. This has been a good one here so far. Here's Evans at the elbow, dumps it down. Coleman, ball fake, shot is good. Nicely done on the second attempt. Coleman now with 5, 24-20. The lead at 43 seconds to go. Turns, facing the bucket. Webb gets it left wing. Deep three is on the way, and it goes over the backboard and out of bounds. And it goes back to Valley Falls with 34 seconds to go in the half. And they lead it 24-23. The Rams push up the pressure here a little bit. As Carney dives down the middle between two, gets it into the front court, gets away from a double, dribbles all the way to the near side, gets it off to Coleman. Now Evans, a straight line drive, and an offensive foul is going to be called. The ref hesitated on that one for sure, but Evans picks up the foul and the turnover. That is his first. So now 20 seconds left here for Pleasant Ridge. They can retake the lead here before halftime. Here is Webb. Casual. 10 seconds to go. Two steps in front of midcourt. Picked up for the Dragons. Wants a high ball screen. Duncan sets. Webb, a little 19-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound for Evans. Gets it. 75 feet away. Nearly banked it in, but it's no good. Well, we got ourselves a one-point game here at halftime. 24-23, the home Dragons with the lead on the Rams. Halftime show is next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. K16, if you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton, Highway 16. 24-23, our halftime score. We'll talk about it a little bit more after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Brandon Tabman and Chance Link with you. Our coverage here tonight, 2A Boys Substate Quarterfinal. Our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Valley Falls holding on with a one-point lead here at home, 24-23. The halftime score over Pleasant Ridge. Diving into some of the numbers in this first half, Dragons were led by the junior Zach Evans. He had 14 and was 7 of 9 at the free throw line. He added 4 rebounds as well. Thayer Coleman added 5. Dylan Cervantes had 3. And John Frakes had 2. For Pleasant Ridge, Aiden Webb hit a couple threes. He had 10 in the first half. 4 apiece for Cannon Duncan and Drake Duncan. Also 5 points off the bench for the 6'1 sophomore, Wyatt Wilburn. For the Rams, they had 7 turnovers in the first half. They did not shoot a free throw. They hit 3 threes and had 6 rebounds. The Dragons, on the other hand, 5 first half turnovers. They were 8 of 11 at the line. They hit 2 threes and collected 12 rebounds. Those are the numbers in the first half. Valley Falls 24, Pleasant Ridge 23. We'll have some other score updates when we come back as halftime continues in a moment.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Brandon Sam and Chance Link with you. Our halftime score, Valley Falls 24, Pleasant Ridge 23. As we take a look around at some of the other teams in action tonight, as substate tournaments are off and fully loaded here in high school basketball. Starting on the girls' side in Class 3A tonight, it was Hiawatha making a long road trip to Minneapolis. And the Red Hawks win in advance. They beat Minneapolis 45-35 behind 32 points tonight from Darcy Lears. Big time win for the Red Hawks in that Marysville substate. They move on to a semifinal contest later on this week. On the boys' side in Class 2A, this substate, as we got Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge here, the 4-5 matchup went to the 5 seed, Riverside, on the road at Valley Heights. They get 27 points from Todd. Mustangs tonight, 54-45. Last checked into the first quarter, the two seed in this upstate, Horton, had an 11-8 lead against Jackson Heights at the end of the first quarter. So that's checked some scores around the area. We'll take a final 3-minute timeout. We'll come back and bring you the second half of this 2A boys state. Back in 3 minutes here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second half going here with Pleasant Ridge holding on to the basketball here. 20 seconds in, trailing by one here at Valley Falls, 24-23. Brandon Tamman with you. Chance Link, our studio engineer in this 2A sub-state boys quarterfinal matchup. Battle with the Northeast Kansas League opponents. Valley Falls swept the two-game season series, but the Rams playing some good ball here to keep this one tight to start the second half. And a three look by Drake Duncan, way off the mark, no good. Rebound for Dylan Cervantes of Valley Falls. Evans into the front court, left. Barney short off the rim, and a rebound for Pleasant Ridge, collected there by Brady Mance. Here's Webb into the front court, far sideline, stops on the wing, keeps the dribble alive, and works it back to the top of the key. Dragons going man-to-man to start. Both teams really rode the zone defenses most of the first half. Mance, a little turnaround J inside, no good. Duncan, the offensive rebound, fights it, puts it up and in. Drake Duncan, an offensive rebound and stick back. He's got six, and the Rams retake the lead at 25-24. 90 seconds into this second half. Here is Zach Evans with the basketball. Wanted a little drive and cut, missed it there, but gets it to Cervantes here on the right side. A tough floater driving in from the right wing is no good. Tipped in the hands of Webb, and now he'll push it. Near side, hesitates, a little pull-up shot blocked out of bounds by Evans. Good defense there, but the Rams have it. And a 25-24 lead at 6:13 to go in this third. Here's Webb to throw it in, dumps it in, shot is up off the back heel. It drops through for Brady Manns. Nicely done on the inbounds play. And now a three-point lead for the Rams at 27-24. And Caleb Gatzmeyer has seen enough through the first 1:55 of this third period, and he calls his first timeout. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And our timeouts all the season long have been brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Brandon and Chance with you tonight. Mentioned at halftime, Riverside, the 5 seed in this upstate, they beat Valley Heights on the road by 9. So they have moved on. And we got the latest matchup. So this side of the bracket, the 2 seed Horton hosting Jackson Heights, and the Chargers leading the Cobras 27-16 at the half there. Here's Evans driving, dumps it down to Frakes, and the layup is good. That's how you set it up after a timeout. And Frakes now his second bucket. He's got 4. Dragons back to within 1 at 27-26. Here's Webb, casual down the middle from left to right. Left side pass, it goes to Buying. Now Webb gets it back up top at the point, works it, drives in, gets past Evans. Shot is up, no good. Could have been a foul, no call. And Cervantes gets the miss. Here's Evans. Right wing, gets to the elbow, dumps a pass, Carney in the corner, baseline drive, lost it in a steal. Turnover by Valley Falls. Now Webb, head of steam down the far sideline, backs it out, they don't contest, an open three, a little strong, and another rebound for Cervantes, who's cleaning the glass here with 6 boards tonight. Carney at the elbow, a little pull up there, and off the heel twice, does not fall, but Coleman got the rebound and then threw it off a defender. That was Steven Morgan and out of play. Nice job there by Coleman to keep the Dragons' possession alive. Not quite 3 minutes into this third quarter, 27-26, Rams by 1. Here's Frakes, gets it up top here to Evans. Now Carney high right on the wing, right back to Evans up top. He sets and tees a triple, left it short, and a rebound for Drake Duncan. And now the Rams will slow the tempo with the 1-point lead. Under 5 minutes to go in this third. Baseline drive, Steven Morgan gets caught in a double. He's got to be careful. Able to get it back into the corner as Duncan works it back to Webb up top. Buying. Now Webb again. Drives to the elbow, steps back, kicks it left. This is Drake Duncan. Picks it up right at the point and now hands it off to Buying. And Steven Morgan gets it back, curls around the arc from right to left. Webb in the corner, baseline drive, tried to dump it inside, deflected, and a steal. Here is Zach Evans, a little one-on-one, takes it to the rack, count it, and the foul. Zach Evans, coast-to-coast, as good as they come in this league, and he's got 16 and a chance at one more. Gives the Dragons the lead back, 28-27. The foul is on Drake Duncan. That's his third. That brings in Cannon Duncan. Zach Evans, 16 points tonight. That's his first 2 of the second half. He missed the free throw. And a rebound for Buying in Pleasant Ridge. Coming up on the halfway point of quarter number 3. Left elbow, this is Mance. They set it up top. Banked it in, but no good. And a rebound for Thayer Coleman. Dragons certainly winning the rebound battle tonight. Cervantes drives from the left wing, bumped from behind and fouled at 3:57 to go, quarter 3. Second foul on the Rams. As Buying picks up now his third. And he has to come out as Wilburn will check in. Cervantes to throw it in. They want to try to get it into Frakes, and Frakes couldn't handle it. Evans tried to save it in the corner. He could not get there, and the ball is out of bounds. And the Dragons turn it over for a 7th time tonight. All right, here come the Rams from left to right into the front court with Steven Morgan. 3:50 and counting, quarter number 3, 28-27. Dragons holding on to a 1-point lead. Webb gets in the paint, turns, kicks it back out. Now this is Wilburn, a 3. This one a little bit strong. And Frakes, the rebound defensively for the Dragons. Here's Carney into the front court, works it top of the key. Evans driving and is bumped and fouled before the shot. And they get Stephen Morgan with his second. Team foul number three, so down to 3.5 minutes to go in this third. Dragons with the 1-point lead and the ball. Carney up top, Evans, left side pass, Cervantes in the corner. He tries with a hand in his face, no problem. Dylan Cervantes from downtown camps his second three. He's got six, and it's 31-27. The Dragons up by four. Just over 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Biggest lead for Valley since early on in that first quarter when it was 8-4. Rams trying to counter back. Here's Wilburn, left side. Or correction, right side, now works it to the top of the key. He is bumped and fouled at 2:58 to go. It's the first Dragons foul here in the second half. It is on the floor. There's a couple white jerseys standing by. But they got Cervantes with his second. As Wyatt Gortney checks back in here for Pleasant Ridge. They dump it in here to Mance on the block. Little turnaround. Shot no good, but a foul. And that's Cervantes. That's going to be his third. Nice entry pass here. Free throws coming up for Brady Mance. It's not Cervantes. It's on Frakes. That's his second, and that puts Brady Mance at the line for two. Good for the 6'4 freshman, Brady Mance. 3 points tonight. He is now 18 of 28 at the free throw line this season after that first one went in. Rams 67% as a team. Mance goes 2 for 2. He's got four. And the lead. At 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. Now the Rams, after the play stops, will set up a 2-2-1 full court press. Thayer Coleman to throw it in. Dragons working from right to left here in the second half. Here's Carney, breaks, into the front court, Cervantes from the right wing. He had it knocked away from behind. Good defense there by the Rams to potentially save an easy bucket. The Dragons will throw it in underneath. Another sub back in as Stephen Morgan checks in. As Aiden Webb gets a quick breather, Cervantes trying to throw it in, still looking inside. Now Carney in the right corner, a triple. It is good. Aiden Carney, the sophomore, buries his first bucket tonight, and the lead is 5 at 34-29. Largest lead of the game here for Valley Falls. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Big stretch here these last couple minutes. Here's Stephen Morgan driving, throwing up a shot, no good. A whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. Just the third Valley Falls team foul. And they get Coleman with his first. And we'll see for the first time tonight, Grant Meyer, a freshman. And now a whistle and a timeout going to be called by Pleasant Ridge. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 2:29 remaining in this third quarter. Quarterfinal sub-state matchup here as Valley Falls leads Pleasant Ridge. 34-29. Back after this here on KNCA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton.
KNZA.
Brandon and Chance with you tonight at the home of the Dragons. That's right, Valley Falls, the host tonight is... They're taking on Pleasant Ridge here in a sub-state quarterfinal matchup in Class 2A. Right now the Dragons, their largest lead of the game at 5 at 34 to go in this third quarter. Dump it in left side on the wing to Stephen Morgan. Back to Webb in the corner, just check back in. Sieben Morgan gets it at the point. Right side pass, one-handed shovel to Wilburn. Wilburn launching one to Webb in the corner. Working on Evans. Trying to baseline drive. Now works it in the paint. Stops. Kicks it left. Deflected out of bounds. Good defense there by the freshman Meyer, who just checked in for the Dragons. Rams to throw it in far sideline in the front court. Duncan dumps it up top to Webb. Right side to Wilburn. Inside, Cannon Duncan missing the turnaround. Gets his own rebound. His second attempt no good, but a foul. Good extra effort there by Cannon Duncan, the sophomore, and he'll shoot two. Frakes picks up his third foul. That's going to bring back Cervantes into the game. Team foul number four against Valley. And Duncan to shoot two. And his first free throw is good, and he has been good at the line this year. Over 70%, now 22 out of 31. He's got 5 points and three rebounds here off the bench tonight. Our first year. 2:06 left in this third quarter. 34-30. Dragons by four. Now three as Duncan goes 2 for 2, and he's got six. 34-31. 2 minutes to go here in the third. When you move on, lose, your season is done. Dragons won the 2 games in the regular season. They all say it's hard to win against a same opponent 3 times in 1 year. Cervantes, a three, quick trigger. That one no good. Fighting for the rebound. Evans able to get it back. Dumps it down into Coleman. Gets it back to Evans, and then he's called for a walk. So another offensive rebound going nowhere for the Dragons. Turnover by Evans. And a sub back in here for the Rams. Lucas Heim checks in as Hoppy will check out. A 3-point game at a minute 40 to go in this third quarter. 34-31, Valley Falls. That was a trap as Heim got away with shuffling the feet. Here's Webb up top, stared down by Evans. Right side it goes. This is Heim again. And now he does the same thing, and he's called for a travel. You got to keep the pivot foot down. You can't shuffle them both in the air. Hine turns it over. Now 9 turnovers by Pleasant Ridge. We got under 90 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Dragons get it back in a 34-31 lead. Here's Evans, short corner left. Rams back to the zone defense, 2-3 variety. In, pass up top, this is Meyer. Meyer now puts it on the dribble twice. Left side pass to Coleman. Evans in the corner. Now Carney driving right side. Shot no good, but a foul. And Hayden Carney, the sophomore, will shoot two. At 1:02 to go in the quarter. They got Cannon Duncan with his first. Both teams now with 4 fouls apiece here in the second half. Carney 54%. At the line this season, first one is up, and the first one is good. Carney now with 4. Got a couple of rebounds, makes it 35-31. As Wyatt Gortney checks back in here for Pleasant Ridge, for 5'11 junior. Carney second, good as well. And he's got 5. Tied for the largest lead at 5, 36-31, Valley Falls. A minute to go in this third quarter. Duncan left side, they set it up for Webb in the corner, and it's beautifully drawn and executed. And Aiden Webb cans a left corner triple. He's now got 13, and it's 36-34 at 41 seconds to go in the period. Here's Meyer, Evans, Coleman, Carney, left corner triple, short, and a rebound for Pleasant Ridge. That one brought down by Sieben Morgan. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. A 2-point game. P. Ridge can tie or take the lead, potentially going into the fourth. And Webb will dribble just a couple steps in front of midcourt. 13 seconds to go. Evans guarding him. Man-to-man here by Valley. Webb gets a high ball screen. 7 seconds to go. A little hesitation. Drives all the way with some contact, and he ties the game. Webb with 15, and a long full court shot is no good. And we head to the final 8 minutes with a tie ball game. Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls, 36-36 tie as we head to the fourth quarter. Good one brewing. Back after this here on KNZA.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster, Ford, and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
KNZA.
A Northeast Kansas League showdown to the fourth quarter. A 36-36 deadlock between Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge in this boys 2A sub-state quarterfinal. Dragons with the basketball starting the fourth quarter. Cervantes has it in the corner. Dribbles out of some trouble. Rams showing that zone defense once again. Evans up top with it. Angles the dribble right side. Dumps it into the corner here with Cervantes. Dribbles it back up top. The Rams, a nice support here crowd-wise, and their fans getting on their feet a little bit. Here's Evans at the free throw line. Carney in the corner. Gets by a defender. A little pull-up Jay. A little short. Fifth around. Cervantes has the rebound. His shot is no good. And Coleman able to chase this one down in the corner. Third opportunity here on this possession. Cervantes right wing. Sets and fires. And connects on a three. Cervantes, three of them with 9 points and a timeout for Valley Falls. A 54-second possession to start the fourth quarter. Two offensive rebounds, and ultimately a Cervantes three makes it 39-36. 7:06 to go in the game. And that time again brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Again, Brandon Tamman with you. Chance Link, our studio producer. Having some fun here tonight. Sub-state basketball coming down the home stretch of the month of February. And Valley Falls is playing as good as anyone in this league coming into sub-state. They have won three straight. They are 5-2 this month after they had a rough stretch in the middle of the season. But they got Cervantes back, who missed time with an injury. Dragons, the league champs coming into the year, but it was more Hillmouth Cat. But here we go, out of the timeout, a minute into this fourth quarter. Steven Morgan, baseline drive, dumps it in. Wilburn, shot rejected by Frakes, and Cervantes will push. He'll step back, another one, not this time on a three, tipped around. Evans, an offensive rebound, and the reset. Here's Coleman in the corner, 39-36, Dragons. Evans, drive, shot no good, but a foul. 6:35 to go. The foul, I believe, is on Wyatt Wilburn. And it is. That is his third. And stop me if you've heard this one before. Zach Evans shooting two. Got 16 to lead all scores. They get 17. The first freebie is good. Makes it 40-36 Dragons at 6:35 to go. Cannon Duncan checks back in here for the Rams. Also, Brady Mance checked back in as well. Of course, Valley Falls, they had an incredible season last year, going 24-2, going undefeated in league play, and finishing fourth at the state tournament. And the second free throw is good. 18 in the game for Zach Evans. It is 41-36. Dragons by five, ties their largest lead of the game here at 6:25 to go. Here's Cannon Duncan at the free throw line, kicks it right. This is Webb on the wing. He is backed out, good defense. Duncan driving from the elbow, lost it, out of bounds, and a turnover. He thought it was touched by a Dragon. It was not, the official says. And the Rams turn it over for a 10th time here tonight. Here's Evans, quickly working, driving, shot is good off the window, and he screams to the top. And a little slow, getting bumped inside. The basket's good, and the foul. Brady Mance picks up his second, team foul number six, as Drake Duncan will check back in here for Cooper Buying, as it's now the largest lead tonight for Valley Falls at 43-36 at 6:10 to go. 20 points tonight for Zach Evans. Another chance at a free throw here. It's on the way, and that one is no good. Off the heel, strong. Rebound chased down by Seben Morgan. So a 7-point deficit right now for the Rams. 2 minutes in and six to go in this fourth and final quarter. Got a win to keep your season alive. Here's Webb, left, deep in the corner. Thought about a three, but turns it down. Now Seben Morgan drives into the paint, turns back to the bucket, looking inside, needs to get out of the paint. Now Wilburn, a little turnaround, Jay. That one rims out no good. Carney gets the rebound and pushing the tempo, now slows it down. So Carney thought about pushing, now walks it across midcourt. Left side to Evans on the wing. 7-point lead for the Dragons here with 5.5 minutes to go. Cervantes back to Carney. A couple steps in front of midcourt. Crossing over right side, hands it off Cervantes. Now Cervantes weaving through some traffic, and he lost it. Now a steal. And now Evans nearly gave it back, but able to settle down here. Here's Aiden Webb with the basketball, just in front of midcourt for Pleasant Ridge. We're now 3 minutes in, and we got five to go here in the fourth quarter. Seben Morgan, right side Webb. Thought about a three, good close out there by Coleman. Now Seben Morgan bouncing it, and it's kicked, but before that, a whistle and a timeout. It is a, we will see. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. 4:56 remaining in the game. Valley Falls 43-36. Back after this on KNCA.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coming down the home stretch of this boys 2A substate quarterfinal, Valley Falls extending their lead out right now to 7 at 43-36. Here on Pleasant Ridge with just under 5 minutes to go in this game. Rams led by four at the end of one. Valley led by one at halftime. This was a 36-36 fourth quarter, but it's been all Dragons here in the fourth. They lead it by seven. Out of the timeout, Rams with the basketball facing a zone defense. Here's Webb, right wing. They leave him open. Not this time, missing on a triple. Zach Evans the rebound for Valley Falls. And we'll back things out and slow it up across midcourt. Evans drives, kicks it back to Carney up top. Being chased down by two blue jerseys. Now Cervantes deep in the right corner. Ball fakes, puts it on the mat once. Gets it back to Carney, dribbles here near side. And now Caleb Gatzmeyer has seen enough, and he will call a 60-second timeout. So we'll take it as well. 4:20 left in the game. 7-point Valley Falls lead. Back after this on KNZA.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Valley Falls, 43, Pleasant Ridge, 36. This boys class 2A substate quarterfinal with 4:20 to go in the game. Dragons trying to hold on and beat the Rams for a third time in three tries this season. Coleman driving baseline, hesitates on a shot, no good, able to get his own rebound, and throws it up and it's blocked, but Carney able to get that miss. And they'll reset up top. a third opportunity here on this possession. Coleman at the free throw line, back to the bucket, turns facing. Now gets Evans on a drive, lost it, shovels it back to Coleman. Cervantes has it, drives, kicks it to Frakes underneath. He nearly lost it. Shot rejected again. Coleman gets another rebound, and he's tied up. And finally, the play stops at 3:49. And the possession arrow gives it back to the Rams. Boy, again, the rebound numbers, heavy favorite to the side of Valley Falls. And a lot of that has been second-chance opportunities. But they have missed quite a few of those. Keeping the Rams in the game at 43-36. At 3:45 to go. Rams desperately need a bucket. They've been cold here in the fourth. Spinning and a turnover. A steal for Zach Evans. Coast to coast. Layup. No good. He missed it. And a rebound for the Rams. Wilburn has it. Missed opportunity for the Dragons. Here's Webb. Hesitation. Backs down into the corner. Guarded by Cervantes. Trying to work past him. And he's cut off quickly. Gets it back up top to Wilburn. Short corner left. And a shot is up, no good. Rebound for Carney. Now Carney, a little bit of medium pace into the front court. Now packs it out and resets. Just over 3 minutes to go in this game. Valley Falls trying to hold on. They lead it 43-36. Carney, left side, Coleman, breaks inside, and he is bumped from behind. And this will be the seventh team foul, so a 1-1 coming up here for John Frakes. Brady Mance picks up the foul, his third, and John Frakes to shoot a crucial 1-1. Before that, Byingry checks in. Also, Drake Duncan's going to check back in here for the Rams, as will Cannon Duncan. A little bit bigger lineup here for the Rams. At 2:57 to go in the game, Dragons leading 43-36. Frakes his free throw, nearly banks it in, no good. Coleman gets the rebound. And then he's called for a travel as he fell to the floor. Man, the rebound numbers again. Heavy, heavy, heavy towards Valley Falls. The Rams are still in it. They need a bucket badly. Down 43-36 at 2:50 to go in the game. Here's Webb into the front court. Up top it goes to Steven Morgan. Steven Morgan left wing, back to the point. Webb, right side, Buying has it. Now Duncan, a little pull-up from the right elbow is nothing but net. Cannon Duncan, he's got eight, and it's a five-point game. 43-38 at 2.5 minutes to go. Evans drives, dumps it down, Frakes layup good. Two-on-one, beautifully executed. And Frakes now with six, and it's back to seven, 45-38 at under 2:20 to go. Duncan at the free throw line, tries again and connects again in a timeout. Two huge shots for Cannon Duncan. He's got 10. It's 45-40 and 2:13 to go. It is a full timeout, so we'll step aside. A five-point game at 2:13 to go. Back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio.
Kellerman Insurance in Houlton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Kansaland Radio.
Let's break it down for you. 2:13 to go in this game. A Class 2A boys substate quarterfinal. Valley Falls leading here at home over Pleasant Ridge, 45-40. 2:13 is left in the game. This game was tied at 36 going into the fourth quarter. Got to a nice lead, their largest lead of the game, but the Rams have chipped away. They're back to within five at 2:13 to go. Dragons with the ball and the lead out of the timeout, going against full court pressure here. Cervantes works it across midcourt, picks it up, hands it off to Evans. Evans at the point, angles right, 2 minutes to go. Now a stoppage of play and a whistle and a foul. It's on the floor, so this is going to put Evans to the line for a 1-1. As Noah Steven Morgan picks up his third, a little hand check is the call. And Evans with a big 1-1 here with exactly 2 minutes to go. His team up 5 at 45-40. Evans good, swishing the 21 tonight to lead all scores. 46-40, Dragons with 2 minutes to go. Evans second, pure. He has lived at the line tonight, has 22, and the lead is 7 at 47-40 at 155 and counting. Big possession here for the Rams. Can they get some points? Here's Webb diving in, backs up to the elbow. Up top to Cannon Duncan, puts it on the dribble, steps back. Why not a deep three? This one's short, but an offensive rebound for Sieben. A minute 35 to go. Rams keep the possession down 7. Carney kicks the entry pass, so they'll have to reset. Near sideline, the Rams will throw it in. Sieben Morgan will throw it in near sideline as Brady Mance will check back in here for Drake Duncan. Here is Sieben Morgan. Looking, 3 seconds, has to get it in. Does so to Mance on the block. Little turnaround on Frake. Shot no good off the front rim. Cervantes the rebound. With a minute 25 to go, Evans works it into the front court. Dragons leading 47-40 with the ball. Evans working, dribbling down to a minute 15. Quick to Carney. Here comes the double towards him. He hands it off to Cervantes, and Cervantes is fouled near midcourt at 109 to go. And Buying picks up his fourth, and Cervantes will shoot a 1-1. It's the final of the 1-1s as it's team foul number 9. Cervantes, 9 points and 3 threes. He's also got 9 rebounds in the game. And a chance to build on this 7-point lead at the line. And he's able to connect on the first. And he's into double figures now with 10. 48-40, Valley Falls with 109 to go in the game. Winner moves on, loser their season comes to an end. The second is good. Cervantes 2 for 2. He's got 11. 49-40 with just over a minute to go. Rams badly need a bucket here. Here's Webb deep in the right corner. Puts it on the dribble. Now 5. A huge one for Webb. He's got 18. Makes it 49-43 at 53 seconds to go. And now a whistle and a foul deep in the backcourt. Free throws coming up here for the Dragons. Drake Duncan picks up his fourth. And this puts Zach Evans to the line to shoot 2. 53 seconds remain in the game. It is a 6-point Dragons lead at 49-43. Evans leads all scorers tonight, 22. And the first is good. Make it 23 for the junior, and he's also got 7 rebounds. 50-43, 53 seconds to go. And the second, strong off the heel. Rams get the rebound. So 1 for 2 there by Evans, a 7-point game at under 50 seconds to go. Webb steps back, a deep three, and he hits it. 21 for Aiden Webb. It's a 4-point game, and Carney is fouled quickly. 39.9 seconds to go. How about Aiden Webb, back-to-back big-time triples to keep his team afloat. And the Dragons are just going to have to hit free throws. It's a 4-point lead at 50-46 at just under 40 seconds to go. And the first free throw rattles out. Carney missing his first. He was 2 for 2 going into that one, now 2 for 3. So it stays a 4-point game, but Carney will have one more to try to get it back to 5. And he missed them both. Short. And a rebound for Mance. Here's Cannon Duncan, a 4-point lead. Drives in, kicks it out. This is Gwartney. Now Webb, 30 seconds to go. Guarded by Evans. Dribbles to the elbow. Right side, Courtney got away with a walk. Here's a three that is good by Cannon Duncan in the right corner. It's a one-point game and a foul with 18.3 seconds to go. Holy moly. The Rams got away with a clear walk. The ref doesn't call it. And the next pass is Cannon Duncan in the corner, who drills a three and gets his team to within one. Stephen Morgan is fouled out of the game. He did not score tonight. But Zach Evans now will shoot two absolutely monstrous free throws. And the first is good. He's got 24. 51-49 with 18 seconds to go. Second is short, and a rebound for Cannon Duncan. 15 seconds, it's a two-point game. Here's Webb into the front court. Down to 10, this one coming down to the final shot. Here's Webb, up top with 6 seconds. Drops, dumps it inside. Shot is up, no good, it's blocked by Cervantes. It's tipped in the air, no good, and the game is over. Two opportunities inside, and the Rams had a chance to tie the game. But the Dragons hold on and win it. Wow, what a finish to this one. That's incredible. Nonetheless, the Dragons move on and the Rams season comes to an end. Final score, Valley Falls 51, Pleasant Ridge 49. Back after this here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, an absolutely incredible ending to this ball game as Valley Falls able to hold on in advance in this 2A boys sub-state bracket, holding off Pleasant Ridge 51-49, a two-point win for the Dragons. Boy, and it came down the home stretch. It appeared with about 2 minutes to go. The Dragons had built an eight-point lead and seemed to be in a really good spot, but the Rams had three huge possessions. Aiden Webb hitting a couple deep threes. Cannon Duncan added one as well. And they clawed all the way back, got it to within one, and ultimately some missed free throws down the stretch kept the Rams alive in it. And ultimately, after a missed free throw by Zach Evans with about 15 seconds to go, the Rams, not using a timeout, decided to bring it into the front courts and ultimately had a shot tipped up in the air that was actually blocked by Cervantes for Valley Falls. And then a second effort was put back up. It rolled off the rim, no good. And the rebound was collected. And the final horn went off. So just an absolutely incredible finish, and the Dragons are able to hold on and advance to the semifinals of this sub-state. So the Rams, their season comes to an end with a record of 6-15, as the Dragons 3-0 against the Rams this year. They are now 12-8 as they move on in this 2A sub-state bracket. We'll get to our player of the game momentarily, but again, our post-game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Dragons led by the junior Zach Evans. He had 24 points and 18 of 19 at the free throw line. He lived at the charity stripe tonight. And he was clutch down the stretch. He made four of his last six in the fourth quarter. Certainly helped, but again, the Rams had a chance, just unable to connect on their final shot. 11 points and 9 rebounds for Dylan Cervantes, 6 points for John Frakes, and then 5 points for Hayden Carney. Dragons had 10 turnovers. They hit 5 threes in the game. They were 18 of 28 at the line, and they out-rebounded the Rams 31-19. Great way for Aiden Webb to come down the home stretch and get his team back into the game with two deep threes. He finished with 21 points. He had 5 triples in the game. Cannon Duncan added 13 points. Drake Duncan added 6. Wyatt Wilburn with 5. And then 4 points for Brady Mance. Rams had 11 turnovers. They were 4 for 4 at the line, and they hit 7 threes in the game. It's now time for our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Got to go with Zach Evans here. The junior came in, one of the leading scorers, if not the leading scorer in this league, at 20 points per game, 19.8 to be exact. But he puts up 24 big ones tonight, needed every bit of them, especially down the stretch, added 7 rebounds, and was 13 of 19 at the line, as, again, he was a difference maker for Valley Falls in this 51-49 win. So before we wrap things up again, just a quick check. The last update we had seen looked like Horton was kind of pulling away from Jackson Heights. If that result held up, then we could see on Thursday night Horton hosting Valley Falls in this 2A sub-state semifinal. Hadn't seen Jefferson County North in Republic County, but we know Riverside won earlier tonight against Valley Heights on the road. So the Cyclones out of the Big 7 moving on to that semifinal again. So those semifinals will be Thursday night at Horton. Right now the plan is to have coverage on CARE 93.7 for those boys sub-state semifinals on Thursday night. We'll have the girls semifinals on Friday night from Horton, and then those sub-state championship games on Saturday at 5:30 and 7. Again, that plan right now to have those on CARE 93.7. So thanks for hanging with us tonight. We got a lot more basketball coming up this week across all. Stay up to date on our website as well, mscsports.net. But again, a great way to start sub-state basketball tournament week. This one came down to the wire, and the Dragons hold on to win it. Final score, one final time. Boys 2A sub-state quarterfinal. Valley Falls at home, winning it 51-49 over Pleasant Ridge. For Chance Lincoln Studio, I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio.